I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we'll hear about diversity, or the lack of it, among late-night show hosts. But first, we sample the new sound of late night. The Philadelphia-based hip-hop group The Roots made a name for themselves in the mid-1990s by being innovators. They used live instrumentation, elaborate beatboxing, and thoughtful rhymes. Take a listen to this cut. Guns are drawn from their 2004 album, The Tipping Point. What you gonna do when the police state begins? Well, it already began, but I guess it depends on what's really going on, what's happening. Huh? Military target practicing. They finna write another Patriot Act again. The days are short, the nights is long, the fight goes on, the pistols and the pipes are drawn. Come on. Now The Roots are again breaking new ground, doing what no other hip-hop act in history has ever done. They started this week backing Jimmy Fallon for his show Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Here to tell us about that move is band leader and drummer Amir Questlove Thompson, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome.
How are you? How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm good.
Well, you know, The Roots is one of the most critically acclaimed hip-hop acts of the last decade, and you guys decide to become a house band. So tell me about that decision.
You know, I guess we kind of have a history of sort of being on our own island, if you will.
Okay.
So, you know, even, you know, I tell people all the time, well, you know, when we first came out, the idea of a band in hip-hop was almost like a threatening thing, like we were violating the code or, mm-hmm. you know, sort of paying our way into a fraternity without having to go through the initiation process. And subsequently, like, most of our albums are also pretty much hard pills to swallow for just the person that wants, you know, the casual background rap music on. You know, it's kind of a weird thing to get into. So for a true Roots fan, for us to do something absolutely left and crazy, this actually doesn't come as a shocking move. Like, mm-hmm. I think our whole career is based on, what shouldn't we do? Oh, yeah, okay. So we're going to stop touring for 300 days out of the year and, you know, just become the regular late night band.
So you're contrarians.
Pretty much, yeah. We're, you know, some say self-saboteurs, some say contrarians. But, you know, we just like new challenges. And, you know, we don't often parade the number 17 as in the years that we've been professional musicians, but this is almost past hip hop. You can count the amount of groups that can manage to put up with each other for 17 years, mm-hmm. even marriages, even, you know. So it was just time for a new challenge, a new direction.
Mm-hmm, I guess something different.
Kind of got tired of looking at the Great Wall of China or the Eiffel Tower over and over. It became past, you know, blasé.
You get tired of touring? Is that what you're saying?
We tour so much that we actually know Tokyo's subway system inside out.
All right. So it was time to put down some roots, I guess.
Exactly. This has actually proven to be probably the best move for the group. Well, besides the obvious, us being home with our families. Mm-hmm. This is also probably the most rehearsal and songwriting that we've done in our whole history ever. I could count the amount of rehearsals that we've actually committed to Root shows maybe on one hand in the last 17 years.
So it's really changed how you operate then.
Yeah, like we've just, anytime that we have to play for more than 3 hours, there's always been an audience of 2,000 to 3,000 people watching. Just for us to play without an audience, like that was so, it was so uncomfortable on the first day. Like, you know, you mean we're actually going to play a song and no one's going to be here to watch and applaud at the end? Like, it was strange, but mm-hmm. Rehearsing has actually made us better. And I guess that at the time, well, right before, I say a month ago, I was reading Malcolm Gladwell's new book, and he was, you know, doing this whole theory about 10,000 hours of perfecting your craft makes you a genius. You know, we're definitely going to log in 10,000 hours of practice in the next year and a half. So
yeah,
we can only get better.
You know, in some musical genres like jazz or alternative rock, when artists decide to do something that their fans or other artists believe is commercial or doesn't stick to the program. Mm-hmm. They've been called sellouts, and right. at least that used to be the case.
Right.
And I wonder if you've had to reckon with anything like that at all, with people saying, oh, you know, by the Roots becoming a house band now.
I don't know what a sellout is in 2009 in the age of reality shows. And I mean, if you just look at the reality shows, the fact that, you know, pretty much any challenge to win $1 million or that type of thing. Like, in the age of the cult of the personality, I don't even know if those laws can even count. I know some of the disappointment of most of our fan base that are further than 3,000 miles away. Of course, they're seething with anger because, you know, we are that group that will go to Warsaw and we'll go to Moscow, and, you know, we had to cancel 3 weeks in Australia and New Zealand to start the show, or at least to start rehearsals for it. And these are places that we go at least, you know, 2 to 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. So I can understand the sort of the disdain and the disappointment. So, I mean, the running joke is basically that we are going to tour like a normal band and, you know, during our 10 to 12 week period off.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More, and I'm Cheryl Corley. We're talking with Amir Questlove Thompson of The Roots about The Roots' new gig as house band for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. There are some hip-hop acts like the Wu-Tang Clan who are known for being comical. The Roots really don't have that sort of reputation. So what is it like?
So you think.
Changing already.
I'm gonna tell you something strange about hip-hop. You see, because it's more caricature driven, a lot of the times you're only allowed to show one dimension of your whole being, which is why it's, you know, refreshing when someone like a Kanye West comes along, or, you know, artists of that nature that gets to show a three-dimensional side, that they're, you know, flesh and blood and human, and that they have different sides to them. So a lot of people sort of have this perception that, you know, we were a serious political group. And, you know, so this move did seem rather odd to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I think that you can somewhat be political minded. You know, just because I drive a green car doesn't necessarily mean that I don't have a sense of humor.
Well, let's play a clip now. This is you, the rest of the band, and Jimmy slow jamming the news.
You're thinking about President's stimulus package just passed through Congress.
Ooh, yeah. Measure HR-13 introduced by Nancy Pelosi.
Could have passed much sooner, but Congresswoman Virginia Fox wanted to play with it a little.
Ooh, yeah, she played with it. Touched on all of his fine details all night long. All night long. She added an amendment.
I didn't get to watch that episode that night because I was doing our after party. But I got about 64 text messages, and you can be sure that every last word was amendment.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So that showed a little bit of the comical side there. You know, most people that know The Roots say that you guys are hip, you know, and that's what you bring to the show. That's what you add to Late Night. And I don't know if people would say Jimmy is exactly hip. He's more.
He's loved, though.
He is loved.
The adoration that he has, I don't know any member of my fan base that would actually line up in this weather at 6 in the morning. When we arrive in the city, we kind of have to pass the 30 Rock building, and I can see, seeing his fan base, I was like, wow, this guy's like comedy's Dave Matthews almost. Like, that's the only other fan base I know, which his, you know, they will line up in. It could snow, like we had a blizzard and they were still out there waiting for tickets to the first show.
Yeah. But he's known as this kind of everyday kind of nice guy comedian. And I was wondering if you were worried that the cachet perhaps of the Roots changes because of that and because of your association on Late Night.
See, but we're not. I think we're cool simply because we are actually that we're cool. But we're not that, you know, too cool for school, you know.
Yeah.
I'm above all this. We've never been that, you know, in our whole history of artists that we've worked with. It goes across the spectrum. I mean, some of them are, yes, they're credible based, and some of them are a little like head scratching, like, really? You guys did that too? But I don't wake up every morning needing my valet to, you know, hold the mirror in front of my face to, you know, to comb my afro out or whatever. So as long as we're cool socially, I've known him for about, I guess I met him first in 2001 when we first did SNL, backing up Busta Rhymes. And, you know, we talked a little bit backstage and I told him I liked his album, and it's kind of been mutual ever since. I don't think that he thought that we'd take him serious when he asked us to be on the show. He kind of asked like a dare. Like, funny thing happened. Like, you guys would never get that right. And, you know, we actually said, yeah, we would.
So you surprised him, you think?
Yeah, he thought he was surprising us, but we surprised him back.
So what are you looking forward to the most with this gig?
I'm trying to figure out how we can sort of maintain our quote-unquote our rootsness. I guess we're sort of known for, you know, introducing new acts and whatnot. I can't wait to implement the sit-in of the week, which is, I guess, an idea of bringing a lesser-known musician into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great musicians out there, so
absolutely.
Hopefully a sit-in with us for a week will be the equivalent of an A-list doing their one song for a day.
Hey, you know you're going to get a lot of audio now.
Oh, yeah. You know, bring it on. You know, we're open to collaborations.
Amir Questlove Thompson is drummer and producer for The Roots, who just started their new jobs as house band for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on NBC. Thanks so much.
Thank you.